Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Tatum. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The DH, Tony Tarasco. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to second. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Bonilla moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonilla moves to third. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonilla scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltre takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Beltre moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beltre tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentin. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beltre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hammonds moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beltre fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hammonds scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazelman strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatum hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ripken reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0-for-1 in the game. Tarasco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hazelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beltre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. Alomar goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 2 in the game. Tarasco takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ripken. Jefferson moves to second. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatum hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Hazelman moves to second. Will Cordero pinch hits for Esteban Beltre. Roger McDowell now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Hazelman scores. Tatum moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Palmeiro. Tatum moves to third. Cordero moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Tatum scores. Cordero moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cordero tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jefferson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Will Cordero now playing second base. Mike Stanton now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Orioles, 5. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tatum bunts towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Ripken reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Belinda fields it and throws to third for the out. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tarasco hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Greg Zahn now catching. Dwayne Hosey pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Zahn for a passed ball. Valentin moves to third. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar has Valentin trapped. There's the throw to Surhoff, who tags Valentin for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dwayne Hosey now playing center field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Pennington now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-4 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hazelman and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Milt Kiler pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler strikes out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazelman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hazelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tatum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Slocum covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Zahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Tarasco hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hammonds strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Maddux now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-5 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonilla is walked intentionally. Palmeiro moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Ripken strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Palmeiro moves to third. Bonilla moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.